This was the first plenary session of the European Parliament since July, and its agenda was packed. The big talking point was Wednesday's State of the Union address by the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ireland got a couple of mentions during her speech. She gave an unexpected shout-out to a young Syrian doctor when she discussed the migration crisis in Europe and the need to make sure those who have the right to stay in the EU are integrated and welcomed.
I think of Swat, the teenage Syrian refugee who arrived in Europe dreaming of being a medical doctor. Within 3 years, she was awarded a prestigious scholarship from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
A significant part of von der Leyen's speech focused on climate change and the ravages of environmental destruction.
While much of the world's activity froze during lockdowns and shutdowns, the planet continued to get dangerously hotter. And we see it all around us, from houses evacuated due to the glacier collapse on the Mont Blanc, to fires burning through Oregon, to crops destroyed in Romania by the most severe droughts in decades.
The Commission President announced plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% compared to 1990 levels by 2030. These ambitious targets are all part of the goal to make the EU the first climate-neutral continent by 2050. But those targets will mean big changes to how we live our lives. The Fine Gael MEP, Sean Kelly, says with change, though, come opportunities, such as the greening of farming and agricultural practices.
Look at all the sheds around the country. Massive sheds, big sheds in every farm, no solar panels on them. That's a win-win without any difficulty in the world. And then you have the whole question of anaerobic digesters, which would mean that slurry and grass and so forth be utilised to create energy. The Germans have 11,000 of these, and in Ireland we have 11.
Another environmental issue that got an airing was led by Dublin MEP Ciarán Cuff. His report on maximising the efficiency of European buildings was passed by the vast majority of MEPs in a vote. The Green Party MEP says renovating buildings would go a long way to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and he called on the European Commission to fund the renovation of buildings across the EU to make them more energy efficient.
The energy that we use in buildings is very high. In fact, if you look at the greenhouse gas emissions in Europe, over a third of the energy we use and the greenhouse gas emissions comes from buildings. So if we renovate buildings, simple things like insulation or heat pumps or solar panels, this can dramatically reduce the amount of energy that these buildings use.
Abuses of the rule of law and fundamental rights in Poland was another topic that prompted much concern in the European Parliament. MEPs expressed their outrage at the move by some local authorities in Poland to declare their territories LGBTI-free zones. Fine Gael's Maria Walsh, MEP for the Midlands Northwest constituency, had this to say about it.
This week you would have seen all of us, myself included, put down our political banners and go out in solidarity, not just as a gay woman myself, but as a citizen who believes that regardless of what your skin tone is, your creed or your orientation, that you are most welcome in every country. If I move as a gay woman from Ireland to any other country in the EU, my rights should travel with me.
Brexit and Boris Johnson's attempts to breach international law with his internal market bill provoked much reaction from MEPs during the plenary session. Sinn Féin's Chris McManus expressed his outrage when he spoke in the Parliament's hemicycle.
We have long experience of the British establishment. We know that they don't care about Ireland, North or South. We know that they renege on their commitments. They have continually reinterpreted, misinterpreted and ignored the Good Friday Agreement to suit their own domestic political agenda. Now you are learning what we have known all along. They cannot be trusted.
The theme of peace and conflict were directly referenced by Ursula von der Leyen when she quoted from the late John Hume. As a former MEP, he had spoken out plenty of times in the past in the European Parliament.
He used to say that conflict was about difference and that peace was about respect for difference. And as he so rightly reminded this House in 1998, and I quote, "The European visionaries decided that difference is not a threat. Difference is natural. Difference is the essence of humanity. And these words are just as important today as they ever have been.
And that was Ursula von der Leyen quoting the late John Hume in her first State of the Union address to the European Parliament. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.